This meeting of the House Rules Committee to order. It is now 5:15 on the dot. We are in the Butrovich Room, Room 205. To begin with, I want to establish a quorum. We have with us Representative Chenault, Representative Kito, Vice Chair Klayman, Representative Stutz, Representative Reinbold, Representative Eastman, and myself, Representative Ledoux, the House Rules Chair. I think we may have some other representatives or senators in the audience right now. I see Representative Parrish and I see Representative Millett. I'm not sure if I see anybody else who is a representative, and I apologize. Representative Christ Tompkins is here also. So everyone, please turn off your cell phones, and I want to thank our recording secretary and our LIO for being here and helping us get through this meeting today. The first order of business will be SB 14, Transportation Network Companies. Representative Klayman.
I move to adopt committee substitute for SB 1430-LS0250/P as our working document.
Object.
Okay, and you want to state your objections? I think two people objected. Representative Eastman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I believe that the bill accomplished what I wanted it to last year when we passed it, and I don't want to change it at this time.
Thank you. Representative Kito, you want
Madam
to state
Chair,
your objection?
I'm objecting, yes. I had not seen or even heard about this change until yesterday morning when the committee meeting was announced, and had not actually seen the committee substitute until today. I, like Representative Eastman, appreciated the work that we did, and we did quite a bit last year. There were questions answered and asked about the sales tax and applicability, regardless of whether or not we might need to provide more provisions for the municipalities to be able to implement or collect sales tax through the TNCs. I am concerned that we are doing this in the last week of session when we've had 3 months to have a discussion about whether or not this is something that got left out of the bill last year, and I am very concerned about limited public involvement and very small record on making this change, and believe it needs to go through the full legislative process.
Thank you, Representative Kito. So we've had an objection to adopting the working draft. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Representative Klayman?
Yes.
Representative Stutz?
Yes.
Representative Kito?
No.
Representative Chenault?
Yes.
Representative Eastman?
No.
Representative Reinbold?
Yes.
Chair Ledoux?
Yes.
5 yea, 2 nay.
Thank you very much. With 5 yea and 2 nay, we are going to adopt the CS as the working draft today. I'd like to call my rules aide up here to explain the changes from the from the way the bill was.
Members of the committee, my name is Courtney Inmate. I am the House Rules Committee aide, and the House Rules CS that is before you for SB 14 is a technical fix that allows transportation network companies to collect sales tax on the behalf of their independent contractors or drivers.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Representative Kito.
Thank you. Can we hear invited testimony from the TNC companies or representatives from a TNC company?
Actually, there is no invited testimony today. Representative Chenault.
Madam Chairman, because this came to us fairly quickly, I was just concerned, and I've asked the question. I haven't got the answer back, but the question would be, do municipalities, either here in Juneau or other areas of the state, are they currently able to collect, or do they collect a sales tax on cab fares within their municipalities?
Through the chair, Representative Chenault, my understanding is yes, that they do.
They being Juneau, or they being other municipalities?
Juneau and other municipalities. I know that there's an assortment of communities throughout southeast and south central Alaska that have sales tax on transportation and lodging.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I'm also concerned then if we are not going to hear from the individuals or the organizations or the communities that have supported this, I'm concerned about doing this without people being on the record saying this is something that they really want.
Representative Kito, we have two letters which should be up and should be in the binder. One is from the municipality of Juneau, which I believe you represent, and also one is from the Alaska Municipal League supporting this bill in its current form.
Madam Chair.
Representative Kito.
All of the committee action I take in Labor and Commerce, we do public testimony on bills that we have and we pass out so that we have members of the public that have an opportunity to speak on them. I would request that here.
I appreciate that you do that in Labor and Commerce, Representative Kito. There is no invited testimony with respect to this bill today.
Then, Madam Chair, I will request that we add public testimony.
Thank you, Representative Kito. You may make the request, but we're not adding public testimony today.
Madam Chair, I guess then I would respectfully say that we don't have an adequate record to support this piece of legislation.
Thank you, Representative Kito. Representative Eastman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, Ms. Enright, does this fix that we're making today, does it impact in any way the types of taxes that can be collected? My understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the only types of situations that would generate a tax currently is that a fare had to originate within a municipality. Is that still the case?
To the Chair, Representative Eastman, I don't know entirely on fares and what is allowed for generating taxes currently, but I do know that nothing in this bill changes the existing requirements.
Thank you.
Is there any other questions or comments for Ms. Enright?
Actually, I do have another comment. You did mention, and I want to clarify for the record, that there was a letter received by the City and Borough of Juneau. The City and Borough of Juneau is one of the communities that I represent. I had not seen that letter, actually, until I received the packet for this meeting, and they had not contacted me about this issue prior to this meeting. So I would respectfully add to the record that the City and Borough of Juneau did not discuss this with me.
Thank you very much, Representative Kito. If there are no further comments, go ahead, Representative Eastman.
My comment is, I'll be brief. In my district, we have significant transportation issues, and we are very hopeful that passage of this legislation previously will permit people to travel in ways that they wouldn't otherwise be able to. My district's a very long portion of a long highway, and I will be opposing this measure because its only effect can be to decrease the opportunities for members of my district for transportation. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments? Okay. Representative Klayman, do you have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move House Committee Substitute SB 1430-LS0250/P on of committee with previous fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Object.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Representative Reinbold?
Yes.
Representative Klayman?
Yes.
Representative Stutes?
Yes.
Representative Kito?
No.
Representative Chenault?
Yes.
Representative Eastman?
No.
Chair Ledoux?
Yes.
5 yea, 2 nay.
All right. With that, the bill moves out of committee. And we are going to take a brief at ease to sign the... Back on the record again. The second order of business will be SB 63, regulation of smoking. Representative Klayman, can I have a motion to adopt the CS as the working draft?
I move to adopt House Committee substitute for SB 6330-LS0024-L as our working document.
Object.
Want to state your objection, Representative Keto?
Yes, just having looked at this bill for this change, this committee substitute for the first time today, and looking at the explanation of changes, I do have concerns about including opt-out. I have concern about removing vaping and e-cigarettes from SB 63, and I have a concern about removing the regulation of marijuana from the bill. I think these changes are things that have been discussed in other committees. There were agreements. The bill moved forward, and we've got more than enough support for the bill as it sits on the House floor. I do not appreciate, I guess, having these changes being added at this late date in this forum on this particular bill.
Thank you very much, Representative Keto. Representative Reinbold.
And I have known Representative Keto since seventh grade, and people will tell you that we don't often agree on a lot of issues, even back in seventh grade, but we've always had a cordial relationship. But I echo his comments completely.
Thank you, Representative Reinbold. Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Madam Chairman, we go through a process in this building every day on every bill that we pass or that we fail. And one committee doesn't have jurisdiction over the other committee. There's nothing wrong with the Rules Committee introducing a CS to a bill that is in their committee. And while I may or may not agree with the changes that you made, this is the process that we use. We use that same process when we go to the floor. So, Madam Chairman, as far as the process that was used to come up with this CS, there's nothing wrong with the process that we use.
Thank you very much, Representative Chenault. Representative Eastman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, and just to speak to that as well, I lost count a while back of how many constituents were asking for some of these exact changes, so I'm glad that we're discussing them tonight.
Thank you. I assume you maintain your objections.
Yes.
All right. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Representative Eastman.
Yes.
Representative Reinbold.
No.
Representative Klayman.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Yes.
Representative Keto.
No.
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Chair Ledoux.
Yes.
5 yea, 2 nay.
All right. We'll be using this draft as the working draft. Ms. Enright.
For the record, my name is Courtney Enright, and I'm the House Rules Committee aide. Do you want an explanation of changes?
Yes, I would.
Okay. This House Committee substitute for SB 63 version L has three substantive changes. The first is that it allows municipalities to opt out and allows established villages to go through a process to petition for a self-regulation and opt-out provision. The second is that the rule CS removes vaping and e-cigarettes from regulation under SB 63. And the third is that the rule CS removes regulation of marijuana from the purview of the smoke-free workplace bill.
Thank you. So we are now at amendments, unless anybody has any questions for Ms. Enright. Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I notice there's not a fiscal note with this bill.
Through the chair, Representative Chenault, I believe the department is working on an updated fiscal note, perhaps for the rule CS, but I don't have any reason to believe that these changes would necessarily add a fiscal cost. I don't know.
And Madam Chairman, I've been told that. And I had a gentleman contact me about signs placement and actually sent me a three-page letter on it with his concerns. I did talk to one of the, I guess the prime sponsor earlier, and I was told that, the state would not have to provide signs. But in here, on page 6, line 9, it says the department shall furnish signs required under this section to a person who requests them with the intent of displaying them. I don't know what that cost is. I've heard costs of anywhere up to, at some point in time on this bill, up to $20,000. So I have some concerns that we're going to be doing things that we say we're not going to have to do, and it's going to cost the state of Alaska money. So, Madam Chairman, that's just a concern of mine. If somebody could answer if we are paying for signs, and if we are, how much those are, I would appreciate it.
Well, Representative Chenault, I echo your concerns. Those concerns were discussed at length in the Judiciary Committee. According to the sponsor, this bill has such a light enforcement footprint that it's not going to cost anything to do. I have some questions about that. I've got some questions about this entire bill, in fact. But nevertheless, in order to extend an olive branch to the people who really want this bill, trying to do something to get this bill in a reasonable form so that we can get it to the floor. Representative Reinbold.
This is time for questions. So I just want a point of clarity. So is it true now that with this committee substitute that they're allowing vaping in the workplace, allowing marijuana in the workplace, and not allowing or allowing opt-outs, which virtually guts the bill? Is that accurate representation?
Through the chair, Representative Reinbold, I won't speak to the third part because I think that is a policy call and that is at the purview of the committee. But I will say that this doesn't speak necessarily to every workplace. It says that vaping and marijuana usage are not going to be regulated under SB 63 as it is currently. There may be other provisions and other parts of law that can speak to those issues. In fact, I know there are pieces of legislation before the body that address that. But that is what this bill does, is it removes vaping and it removes marijuana from the purview of this piece of legislation.
Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I'll put it out there as an example. There's lots of reasons in places that you can't have a tobacco shop next to a mall, let's say, for instance, if the ventilation's all the same and so forth. What happens if you have a marijuana place next to a tobacco place in the same building? I don't know what rules and regulations apply to that.
Well, I guess we have a DEC that might come up with some.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Representative Chenault.
I said thank you, Madam Chair.
Oh, Representative Clayman.
He's Chenault. I just wanted to note, just Representative Reinbold, in connection to the opt-out, I think it is different. There was discussions of an opt-in clause that would basically require anybody that wanted to have a smoke-free workplace, they would have to opt in, and that would require each municipality or locality to go through and vote to participate. The opt-out clause means it's statewide except to the extent a locality puts it up on the ballot and votes out. So it wouldn't gut the bill. It would just mean it gives local options the options to remove themselves from the statewide law. But it's not I at least don't believe it guts the bill, because unless somebody tried to get out and then succeeded with the vote, it would still apply.
And through the chair? So to do that via an election or a formal voting process?
Through the chair, yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Ms. Enright? You can stay right where you are until we're finished with the amendment process. So at this point, it looks like we have reached that point. And it looks like we have three amendments, and it looks like they are Representative Eastman's amendments. So, Representative Eastman, would you like to move amendment number 1?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I move amendment number 1.
Object.
Okay. And Representative Eastman, would you like to explain your amendment?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Madam Chair. This amendment, it will hopefully be the only amendment we deal with, because if it passes, I'll gladly withdraw the other two. But there's an important distinction I think needs to be made. Some people have accused this bill of being an attempt to just ban smoking outright. And, of course, those who supported the bill have responded in various ways of saying no. The primary concern of the bill isn't to ban smoking, you know, anywhere you might find it in the state, but to ban it in workplaces, because the relationship between employers and employees is distinct and significant. And if you have employees who, as a condition of working in their job, have to endure a smoke-filled workplace, then they are put at a disadvantage, and they're told basically either you can give up your job or never get it in the first place, or you can endure a smoke-filled workplace. And, of course, those who would like to choose to have a job and not have to endure that smoke-filled workplace, that's not an option that we've provided to them. What this amendment does is it pulls from being covered in the bill those workplaces that aren't workplaces, that have no employees. And so for those who do want to ban smoking outright, I would say vote against the amendment. But for those who are focused more on protecting employees, I would say vote with the amendment, because what this does is it simply clarifies that if there are no employees, at least none in the traditional sense, if you're just dealing with volunteers, then that won't be covered under this bill. If you're just dealing with a sole proprietorship with no employees, it wouldn't be covered under this bill. If you're just dealing with immediate family members only, and you don't have anyone outside the family, then it wouldn't be covered under this bill. And what that will do, practically speaking, is, one, make that clear, that it's not intended as a smoking ban outright, and also it will protect volunteers, because the volunteer relationship is different, distinctly different than the employer-employee relationship. And we have volunteers in various parts of our state who do smoke and prefer to smoke, and they are willing to volunteer and give of their time without any kind of compensation as volunteers, and we appreciate their service. And they are put in a situation right now without this amendment of basically being told that if you want to smoke, then we don't want your volunteer time. You'll have to go somewhere else. And if you have a situation where volunteers are all choosing to smoke and there's no pressure put on anyone to do so, then I think we should recognize that we do value their time and their opportunity to serve. And this simply clarifies that they can continue to do so under this bill.
And I actually support your amendment, Representative Eastman. It makes it clear that sole proprietors, that volunteers are not covered by this bill, because my understanding of this bill is that it is not to ban smoking, but it's just to make sure, as you said, that employees have a healthy workplace. Any other comments?
I have a comment.
Okay, Representative Clayman.
I think this amendment is poor policy, and it does not provide any protection to employees. A perfect example, following the language of this bill, notwithstanding A or B of this section, an individual may smoke at a business or place of employment that is a sole proprietorship. So if, for example, I own a sole proprietorship, say I was the owner of Chilkoot Charlie's Bar in Anchorage, and it's a sole proprietorship under the language of this amendment, then anyone could smoke in Chilkoot Charlie's Bar, because it has nothing to do with whether or not a person is an employee, whether they're paid or not paid, because the language of this amendment would exclude them entirely. I do not support this amendment. Thank you.
Representative Stutz.
Thank you. I'm going to speak against this amendment as well. The first thing that crosses my mind is it's going to be a huge enforcement problem. I just don't even see how you could begin to enforce something like this. I think it just convolutes matters, and I'm not a supporter of this amendment.
Well, Representative Eastman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Recognizing the comments made a moment ago, I would like to propose a conceptual amendment.
Go ahead.
Thank you. And the conceptual amendment would clarify that the situation put forward by Representative Klayman would, in fact, not be the case, and that the only types of sole proprietorships that we're talking about in the amendment are those that fall under the other categories. And so the amendment would be to, after sole proprietorship, instead of or, that would make that an and.
Any objections to?
I object to the conceptual amendment.
You want to state your objection?
It's the same bad policy. I don't support it.
Thank you, Representative Klayman. Representative Eastman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, since that completely resolves the original concern, I have to conclude then that the intent is simply to ban smoking outright, and that is not something that I support or that my constituents support, so I will be supporting the amendment.
Representative Reinbold.
And I do believe that is a complete misinterpretation, so I do not believe that if we vote no, that that means banning smoking altogether in every private place and household and everything. So I think that's a ridiculous interpretation anyway.
Thank you, Representative Reinbold. All right, let's have a vote.
Amendment 1 to Amendment 1?
Yes.
Representative Chenault?
Yes.
Representative Eastman?
Yes.
Representative Reinbold?
No.
Representative Klayman?
No.
Representative Stutes?
No.
Representative Quito? Not present. Chair Ledoux?
Yes.
3 yea, 3 nay.
Amendment. Conceptual amendment number 1 fails. Am I correct, Madam Clerk?
Yes.
Okay. Any other comments? Let's vote the amendment. Representative Eastman.
Didn't we just vote the amendment, or was that just the conceptual amendment?
We voted the conceptual amendment.
Thank you. That being the case, I will withdraw Amendment Number 1.
Thank you, Representative Eastman. Representative Eastman, do you want to propose Amendment Number 2?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I move Amendment Number 2.
Point of order. These amendments are almost identically written, and I believe that this is becoming dilatory, and amendments must be timely, germane, and not dilatory, and I believe that if you write three amendments almost identical, that becomes dilatory, so I would ask you to rule them out of order.
I don't believe they're out of order, Representative Reinbold. Any other comments? Okay, let's vote the amendment.
Can I clarify, Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
Instead of Amendment 1, what this amendment is doing is this is just focusing not on the volunteers. This is just focusing on your family, sole proprietorships, and it has nothing to do with the volunteers. Thank you.
I oppose the amendment.
Any other comments? Let's have a vote.
Representative Quito, not present. Representative Chenault?
Yes.
Representative Eastman?
Yes.
Representative Reinbold?
No.
Representative Klayman?
No.
Representative Stutes?
No.
Chair Ledoux?
Yes.
3 yea, 3 nay.
Amendment 2 fails. Want to present Amendment Number 3?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Amendment Number 3.
And I'm going to also object and call a point of order.
Thank you.
And I'll join Representative Reinbold's point of order.
These are almost identical, and I believe they are dilatory. It's very clear that if you read the amendments, they're almost identical, and I do believe this is dilatory and wasting precious time.
Thank you very much, Representative Reinbold. Your point of order is not accepted. So do you want to speak to your amendment?
Yes. So what this does is this just focuses completely on volunteers. And makes clear that if we want to include volunteers who have no discernible employee-employment relationship, then by all means, vote against the amendment to ban smoking outright. But if you want to recognize that volunteers are not employees, then I ask you to support the amendment and recognize that the focus of this bill is, as it ought to be, focusing on workplaces and employees and employers.
Thank you, Representative Eastman. Representative Reinbold.
And there is nothing, nothing that says you want to ban smoking outright everywhere. So once again, that is absurd, in my opinion, interpretation, and that is not how I read this at all.
Thank you, Representative Reinbold. Anybody else have any comments? And by the way, I note that Representative Kawasaki, Representative Knopp, Representative Rauscher have joined us in the audience. Any other comments before we vote this amendment? Okay, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Representative Stutes.
No.
Representative Kito, not present. Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Eastman.
Yes.
Representative Reinbold.
No.
Representative Klayman.
No.
Chair Ledoux.
Yes.
Three yeas, three nay.
Amendment fails. Have any other comments about the bill? Okay, Representative Klayman.
I move House Committee Substitute SB 6330-LS0024/LN of Committee with previous fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
I object.
Want to speak to your objection?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Okay, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Representative Klayman.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Pass.
Representative Kito, not present. Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Eastman.
Pass.
Excuse me?
I pass.
Representative Reinbold.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
No.
Representative Eastman.
No.
Chair Ledoux.
Yes.
Four yay, two nay.
Okay, bill passes from committee. Please stick around and so that you can sign the form. And we are adjourned. It is 10 minutes to 6:00.